Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of 31st December 1992. So we are completing the series, The Power of Thought. Baba is saying, the most elevated treasure is the treasure of thoughts. The elevated thoughts of all of you are the foundation of Brahmin life. The treasure of thought is very powerful. With your thoughts, you can reach Paramdham in less than a second. The power of thought is the rocket that is even more powerful than an automatic rocket. You can go wherever you want. Whether you are just sitting or whether performing an action, with the treasure and the power of thought, you are able to experience closeness to any soul you wish to come close to. You can arrive at whatever place you wish to, whatever stage you wish to adopt. Whether it is elevated stage, whether it is elevated, whether it is of happiness, waste or weakness, with 1 second's thought, I am an elevated soul, you will have an elevated stage and an elevated experience. The moment you have the thought, I am a weak soul, I do not have any power, then with thought of just 1 second, your happiness disappears. You will experience signs of distress in your stage. However, the basis of both these stages is your thoughts. When you sit in remembrance, you create your stage on the basis of your thoughts. I am a point. How did you create this stage? With your thoughts, I am an angel. So how powerful thoughts are. The basis of knowledge is also thoughts. I am a soul, not a body. This is the thought you have. Throughout the day, you have pure thoughts in your mind and intellect. And in your churning, you have pure thoughts. What is the power of churning? The basis for that is also the power of thought. When you imbibe something, you give your mind and intellect the thought, today I will imbibe the power to tolerate. So the basis of your dharana is also thought. When you create plan for service, how do you create plan? You experience this, do you not? You have pure thoughts, do you not? You are able to create plans with pure thoughts. So the special and most elevated treasure of Brahmin life is the treasure of thought. This is the Avyakt Murli of 31st December 1992. So Baba is telling us that the most elevated treasure of Brahmin life is power of thoughts. You can do so many things with this thoughts. The basis of so many things is just thought. If you want to reach Paramdham, just have a thought that I am a resident of Paramdham, supreme abode. The moment you make this sankalp, in less than a second, you reach that Paramdham. You reach that supreme abode. You reach that land beyond words. Then you reach that land beyond sound. You reach that incorporeal land. You reach that land of Brahma Tattva. How much time it takes? Less than a second. So that is the first thing. Just a thought. I am not of this world. I am not of this world. This world doesn't belong to me. But my real home is that home. And you start feeling homesick. You start feeling nostalgic. I have come out from my home for such a long time, now I want to return back. Let me start my return journey. How long I am going to continue in this world? This world has lost its glory. So let's go back to that world. So, how this happens with the power of thought? One. Second, if you want to reach to any soul, just emerge that soul in front of you and you reach that soul. Or you can assume an angelic body and you go to that soul. In a second. So, basis of going close to any soul is power of thought. You can stay here and you can talk with a soul who is in any corner of the world. You can plant thought in the mind and heart of that soul from here. You must have seen in olden ages, rishis used to sit in jungle and they used to call kings to them. How they would call? They would give that thought, that sankalp in their mind. They will plant that thought in their mind. So sitting here, if the soul is in any corner of the world, whether the soul is in Sydney or the soul is in New York, or Chinchpokli or any corner of the world, you can plant that thought into the heart of that soul. You see, thought is a thing. Thought is just as this is a book, I lift this book from here and I drop it there. In the similar manner, you can lift the thought like this and see the thought traveling like this, and the thought is getting planted into the heart of that soul. This is possible. This is the power of thought. Second, third stage. With the power of thought, what you can do, you can have any stage. It is absolutely the thought. Baba has given two examples. I am an elevated soul, and automatically you are situated in an illimited stage. You have a soul, thought, I am a weak soul. I can't do this. I am very weak. I am very poor. I have very poor intellect. I can't remember things. I don't know how to interact with people. I don't know many things. This feeling of inferiority complex, or this feeling of this weak thought, that will manifest into action. And you will have poor stage. If you keep on complaining, I don't have a good stage. My conditions are not favorable. Everything is going against the grain with me. Everything is hostile. In that inimical atmosphere also, if you have a powerful thought, you can change the atmosphere. Thoughts are that powerful. First of all, we have to believe in the power of thought. Probably we are lacking in that belief. There are two things, law of belief and law of attraction. Law of belief means whatever you believe, that will come to pass. In Bible there is a statement, if you order the mountain, get up and get planted on the sea, and if you do not doubt in your heart, and it shall obey you. But only thing is, you should have faith. That is the law of belief. Have faith in the thoughts. If I have this thought, and continuously the same thought is going on, automatically that thought will materialize. The thought will be translated into practice soon. Things would be created. Situations would be generated because of that thought. So, third is stage. If I have a very low stage today, probably I have low thoughts. And the method is continuously keep on pouring elevated thoughts in the mind. No matter what situations are outside, no matter what is the past, no matter everything is against you, keep on pouring elevated thoughts. Because of pouring of those elevated thoughts, a new solution will automatically arise one day. Because as you are surrounded by powerful thoughts, you attract powerful thoughts from the universe. And the entire universe conspires to solve your problem. And the solution would be presented on the palm of your hand. Because universe is rich, existence is rich, it has solution to everything. Only thing that we are out of tune with universe. Let the thoughts and the universe on the same page, in conformation with each other, in unison, let that harmony be there, a pure harmony, a rhythm, a musical coherence between the two. Right now our mind is working against nature. So that's why that harmony, that consistency is missing. So that's why whatever stage we are in at present, it is because of the result of what we have been thinking till now about ourselves. What thoughts we are pouring, thoughts of inferiority, inferiority complex, thoughts of jealousy, thoughts of impurity, thoughts of body consciousness, thoughts of revenge, whatever thoughts are there, we are the result of that. Everybody knows this, but we need to revise this again and again. Fourth, Baba said, with the help, power of thought, even your churning power is because of that, power of thought. Even the basis of churning power is power of thought. You churn, you have thoughts. You need thoughts, raw material of thoughts for churning. So that is also because of power of thought. Another is your dharana. Whatever dharana, suppose I have to imbibe one quality. First of all, I have to bring that thought in my mind. For example, I have to imbibe the quality of churning murli. This is also, you can take it as a quality of contemplating on murli, on going into the depth of murli. So this is one thing I want to do. Let me learn from those who already do it. This is a thought. Let me learn the technique, the knowledge about it. Let me know everything how to do it. Because spirituality is a science. Just as that physical science is there, so also spirituality is also science. And spirituality is the science of supreme enjoyment. The science of supreme enjoyment is spirituality. The science of super sensuous enjoyment is spirituality. Just as there are ways and means to obtain physical happiness, in the similar manner, there are ways and means of obtaining, of attaining that super sensuous happiness, a happiness which is beyond the senses, a happiness which is beyond this ephemeral world, a happiness which is not transitory, a happiness which is permanent in nature, a happiness which makes you light, double light. There is a science, and that science is known as spirituality. So the basis of dharana is thought. The basis of churning is thought. The basis of stage is thought. The basis of yoga, yes, that also Baba said. The basis of yoga is also thought. The moment we sit in yoga, we have to think. First of all, it starts with thoughts. Thoughts come and we build up the thoughts gradually. So it also depends on, if suppose in evening yoga you are sitting, what you have been thinking throughout the day, depending on that will be the quality of your evening yoga. If you had waste thought throughout the day, you cannot have powerful yoga. Powerful yoga means absolute bodiless stage. Powerful yoga means your frequency of thoughts have reduced, have dwindled down. That stage of minimum thoughts, and each one of them is so powerful, that can happen only when throughout the day you remain free from waste. You are not interested in whatever is waste. When that stage is there. So that also is again thought. So how important is each and every thought? Each and every thought is as if a brick. It's a brick where the edifice of our existence is being built. So we have to pay as much attention to that. Each and every thought of ours. Now I said this is the most elevated treasures you have. One of the most elevated treasures. Or rather, the most important treasure is the power of thought. With the help of this Sankalp Shakti, you can do miracles. But how much attention I am giving to the thoughts? What quality of thoughts I am having? If you just check, you will find that most of the thoughts are just going on and on and on. They have no substance, essenceless, absolutely futile, and we are being surrounded or engrossed in those thoughts. The first step is, suppose there is an ink bottle, okay? Ink has finished and now you want to clean that bottle. What you do? There is an ink bottle, ink has finished and you want to clean it. You keep it below the tap. Let the fresh water come in. So what happens first of all? Inky bottle comes out. That ink stained water comes out. But after some time, and if just at looking at that thing, if you say, oh, what is this happening? I wanted to clean it, but the dirty water is coming out. But wait. Persist. Let the fresh water continue that pouring of the fresh water. A time will come when the fresh water will come out. in the path of spirituality, when a sadhak starts the path of spirituality, and as soon as he starts imbibing virtues or start following certain maryadas, codes of conduct, he undergoes an inner struggle, because all that which was stored till now will start coming out. All the dirt, all the filth, all the dirty waters will start coming out. And looking at that, if somebody says, oh, this spirituality is very hard, I don't want to. This part of intense purusharthi is difficult. Let me remain purusharthi. Purusharthi is quite okay. I am fine with that. But this path of the moment you do intense purusharth, you start find that something is coming out. Because here, 63 births, whatever we had done is stored here. And the moment you revolt, this is actually spirituality is to become a rebel, vidroh. It's a rebellion with yourself. Yesterday somebody sent me a very good saying in Hindi. It said, Sayam Arthat, Yuddha, Swayam Ke Viruddha. That is the definition of restraint. It's a struggle. It's a revolt. It's a rebellion against yourself, against your own nature, against everything that is old. Unless and until you destroy the old, unless and until you go against the old, unless and again you fight against the old, you cannot create the new. That is spirituality. Your own nature, your own habits, mental habits. It's an open rebellion against that. You have to become spiritual, means vidrohi. You have to revolt against yourself, against your own sanskars. That is why the basis for everything is thought. What thoughts I have? Are they jealousy? Every message you send to somebody, categorize which thought it is. It is a thought of doubt, suspicion, thought of jealousy, powerful thought, positive thought, thought as per Srimad, soul conscious thought, thought reminding other person of spirituality, of God, of himself, or waste, negative, or carrying the smell of vices. What it is, what fragrance, what aroma that thought has, whatever mails we send, whatever WhatsApp we do, whatever messages we send, what are they? Because they are our thoughts translated into words. They will carry the same energy which you are carrying. If there is a negativity here, the same negativity will percolate into that thought, into that message, and the same you are sending to that other person. If it is a negative, that you are affecting that person's higher stage. So be very careful about that also. What we send, what we write, what we think, what we speak, what we do. So today's homework is this, about power of thought. First of all, have faith that whatever condition I have right now, if it is a very low stage, I can change it with power of thoughts, with powerful, positive, elevated thoughts. And that I can get from Murli. That's why I need to soak myself, drench the entire soul, drench this entire soul into that overbeaming streams of Murli. You have to dip this soul, which is having foul odor, into that tank of fragrance. And that fragrance tank is Murli. And this can happen. If one can do that, all can do that. Yesterday also we said, if one has done, everybody can do. If it is possible for one human being on earth, it is possible for every human being. So nothing is impossible. So, check.